Moving on to our next episode, Election Night.
As results come in across the country, Sam is focused on a single congressional election that will determine his future. CJ is outraged at a pollster who is taking credit for Bruno's work. After realizing she accidentally voted for the Republican nominee, Donna tries to find a Ritchie supporter who will swap votes with her. Also, the president tries to hide a recurrence of his MS.
Yeah, he's having another little episode.
How dumb is he to try and hide it from his wife at this point?
I don't think he's trying to hide it. I think he's in general, just trying to keep it quiet.
Well, when she tells him, maybe I should go get a glass of water so you can hold it.
Well, her whole thing in that was just she kept saying, do you want a glass of water? How about a glass of water? Do you want a glass of water? Maybe you could hold it in your hand. I think was her quiet, subtle way of saying, hey, dummy, are you okay? You're having an episode right now.
I agree.
And then he's like, oh, hey, how did you know? How did you figure it out? You were off prompter. I think that's an incredibly stupid way to... But I'm not Abby Bartlett, and I'm not going to try and understand the way she chooses to do things in her life, because I have better things to do with my time.
I just think it came across to me like he was trying to hide it from her until he realized... He was caught. There was no way to get out of
it. It's clear he wasn't telling her about it because there were indications of the episode from the very beginning of the day.
Yeah.
And now it's the end of the night and he still hasn't bothered to mention it to her. So, yeah. The intro was another stellar one for me. Anyway, I really enjoyed it. They'd put Toby through the ringer. Now Josh gets put through the ringer. This little acting troupe.
An acting troupe.
Yeah.
That's going pretty far. This reminds me of... I'll have to see if I can dig up this blog post. A blog post I made many, many years ago, back when we first started the Homestarming blog, where there was a wanted ad in a newspaper. Do you remember this? Where the guy said, wanted... 50,000 Chinamen and a hot air balloon for an elaborate practical joke. And then a phone number to call.
I do remember that.
What on earth was he planning?
To be fair, I don't think it was planning anything. I think that was the joke.
The joke?
Yeah. Let's see here. Donna voted for Ritchie. Funny... But
I liked that they started off this season not making Donna quite so stupid.
Even though she can't figure out a voting ballot?
That's what I'm saying. I was a little disappointed that they're going back to the, haha, isn't Donna funny?
Okay.
She's so dumb. I was liking it before when they were saying, yeah, she actually is kind of smart. She is a good voice. I think it was Flamingo who said, you know, she's a good voice for the audience now. I was thinking back and I was thinking, it seems like it was the episode where, maybe I'm wrong, maybe I'm just forgetting in between, but the episode where they sent her in place of Sam to North Dakota, that it seems like she kind of grew up a little bit in that experience. And I was liking that. And then I came across this episode and I was like, oh, gee, great, here comes dumb Donna again. I was not super happy about that.
Quirky, but it gives us a good chance to meet Christian Slater.
Oh, dude.
Lieutenant Commander Jack Reese.
Worst cameo ever. Why? Why?
He's not a cameo. He's going to be in several episodes. He's a new character. And I like Christian Slater.
I have nothing wrong with Christian Slater as an actor. I just think that it just did not feel natural. The introduction of the character... Christian Slater's whole persona.
You know what? They could have made it worse. They could have made it so that he had a dual personality. And then the hijinks that ensue from that.
Yeah. Or they could have made him a tortured former cop whose daughter was kidnapped and...
I don't know that one.
That's his new series that just barely got canceled, The Forgotten.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know about that one. Okay. Okay. Anyway, Christian Slater's now. He's going to be in a few more episodes. Possible love interest.
I was thinking about Christian Slater's character. What a crappy, crappy position to be in. He is in the military, and he's being told to go serve under Nancy McNally, who may not have a job in about 3 months.
I think he was getting put to that post. Like, he would be there regardless of who is.
I don't know if that's true.
I don't know enough about it to be able to say one way or the other, but I got the impression that you're just the, you are the military aide. This is your job. That's what you do. Regardless of whoever is in charge, okay. You give the end. I don't know.
Maybe maybe Jim's wife can tell us.
Because, of course, well, she should have intimate knowledge of how the White House watch commander
for
the Situation Room. Well, you know what? Let me not scoff here, Jim. If your wife does have that information, would you mind asking her and having her supply that to us?
I still think it's very presumptuous of you to assume that she doesn't listen to our podcast.
Jim, could you dispel that for us as well? All right. We get more of Debbie Fitterer. She's in control now. She has taken the reins, and she has 3 new rules.
Yeah.
Because she's looked things over, and the president's almost always over budget, always late on his time, and is going to bed late. Yeah. And as she says, you know what? That's both bad and easy to fix. So her new rules are, for the senior staff meeting only, 1, you have to bring the memo. 2, you actually have to show up on time. And then 3...
I don't know if they ever tell us, did they?
There was a third. I know there was a third.
She said there were 3, but
she read the memo.
Oh, okay.
She did read the memo, which was just those 3 points.
Okay.
And so I like the fact that she lays down the law, and she's officially assumed control of that position. She's not going to let anyone push her
around. Here's my question for you. What is she doing as she's having this conversation with Josh?
She was marking stuff with a ruler as well, and doing lines and stuff.
It looked to me like she was making ruled paper. Like she's measuring.
It's tough to get those things nowadays, you know?
Yeah, apparently the White House can't get ruled paper. They just get the blank paper and they draw their own lines on it.
They gotta save money somehow, Joey.
I was watching her do this. I watched this, I kept rewinding and watching and rewinding. What on earth is she doing there? It's just some kind of weird little busy task for the actress, you know, to keep herself busy. It just looked very bizarre.
It did look a little bit weird. But I can imagine as a secretary she's got some sort of noting system that she's trying to keep, make sure she's got some straight lines.
Okay.
I don't know. That's the best I got.
You know, I made a note here, but I don't know what I meant. Pregnancy and medicine.
Okay, pregnancy.
Andy's pregnancy.
Yeah, Andy is basically... she doesn't want to give a statement to people to say, hey, you know what? I'm pregnant. You know, she doesn't want to do that. And... I made the note here, it's nobody's business if you're pregnant or not. I really don't care.
Especially not in the first trimester.
In general, I don't care. It's not my body. I didn't make that decision, nor does it impact me in any way. Even if my congressman or congresswoman, in this case, let's hope it's the congresswoman who's getting pregnant, is the one who is actually, you know, all of a sudden she's pregnant, I don't care. Are you going to be able to continue to do your job? Yes, up until the point at which you give birth. But in general, I don't care at all.
I disagree with you just a little bit there. And I have to be... This is very, very dangerous ground to tread here. Because my wife does listen to our podcast now. But I would say that you're not assured that you're going to be, how to put this, you're a little bit more at risk of not being able to do your job quite as effectively because there's a lot more bathroom breaks, there's a lot more physical fatigue, a lot of things that can really affect the performance of your ability to be a politician and even just...
You know what? You're right. In general, that's absolutely true. We should probably not let women in to work oh, at all. We should keep them out because they might get pregnant.
Yeah.
And then they couldn't perform their job as good as a man. You are absolutely correct there, sir.
You know, there's this thing called a logical fallacy. And one of them is reductio ad absurdum.
No, I don't care.
Okay.
I still think that it is none of my business whether or not my congresswoman is pregnant or not.
Okay. I think, actually, the point that I was trying to... that I wrote down as I'm thinking back... is this the episode where they go to the is it a gynecologist or an obstetrician or a...
Yes, they had done that day. Go to the ultrasound. Day. Yes, because eventually they end up going to up to the president... like, Toby goes up to the president's personal room to tell him... why in the world he has to tell him at 1:30 or 2 in the morning that his, you know, Andy is pregnant... is beyond me.
Because it's funny.
Stay the freak away from that room.
Because it's funny.
Ugh. Bizarre. Just bizarre. I kind of see Sam going up there. That kind of makes sense because this is a political thing
and
here.
Tomorrow morning it's going to be all over the news.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And Leo, right?
Does Leo go up? Leo goes up there for a very, very legitimate reason.
Yeah.
No problem with that.
You know, this episode, one of the things in this episode that comes out is just how backwards our election system really is. How sad is it that with all the technology that we have, it's still so freaking difficult to vote and to vote for the right person and to know who people voted for. We should have this figured out by now.
You know, I don't know. They make a note in there in the episode as Charlie is saying to this... oh, crap. What was his name? What was the big guy's name?
I can't remember.
I can't the remember either. Player. Yeah. That, you know, hey, you can go in there, you can vote. You know, if you have questions, you can ask the person to come over there and explain the thing to you. So it's a matter of not necessarily stupidity or not understanding how it works, but being too stupid to ask someone, would you please clarify this for me? If I do this, am I voting for all of the Democrats or all of the Republicans? They're there to explain to you how you actually fill out the ballot.
I don't think people know that they can ask. I think people, you know, you put a curtain there, you give people the impression that they should not be talking to anyone.
The curtain is there to give them privacy, yes.
My point is, it's just disappointing to me that even when we did go try to solve this with technology, what we ended up with was the Diebold voting machine, which is corrupt, and by corrupt I mean it is easy to manipulate it to vote in whoever you want. You know, back when they first started doing electronic voting machines, they brought in a group of computer hackers after they got a couple of vendors to put a sample together. They brought in computer hackers and had them try to break into it. And the one that got broken into the most is the one that ended up getting implemented.
I'm sure they adjusted the things that they were getting broken in for.
If you want to have an interesting experience, go read online about the Diebold voting machine. Somebody managed, I'll say, to get the source code to the internals. And it is set up, there are comments in the source code. To rig the election, do XYZ. I mean, it's like, it's set up to be easy to manipulate.
And you say this because you viewed the code yourself?
Yes, I did.
Is that illegal? Did you just perform an illegal act? Something with which you did not have permission to view?
If I tried to...
Don't wait for the translation, answer the question!
If I tried to implement anything around that, I probably would be in some trouble. But I don't see myself getting involved in electronic voting machines anytime in the near future.
That's true. Yeah, I mean, you have your 5 votes that you use, so I think that that's enough for you. So, have you ever watched a presidential election? like, you stayed up the whole night to, like, watch all of the returns and, you know, see what's happening and going on with it. Have you ever watched...
all of them since I turned 18.
Oh, interesting. I haven't watched them all. I've watched some of them. Obviously, the landslides, after a certain point, it's like, okay, there's no more reason to watch this. I remember the Al Gore, George Bush election. I stayed up watching that. I was in college at the time. I was at Fresno. And I remember staying up saying, oh, man, this is so exciting. Like, oh, I wonder what's going to happen tonight. And I'm thinking, did it cross my mind, this isn't going to be decided tonight. Peter, just go to bed. It was like 3 or 4 in the morning by the time I finally just decided to go to sleep. But then I had to, you know, get up for class the next day. Or later that day, as it turned out. I kind of, like, it was exciting. It really, really was an intense, exciting thing. Even though they just kept talking over and over again, like, hey, yeah, we have no idea what's going on right now. What's going to happen? We don't have a president yet. It was still an exciting experience for me. And if any of you haven't ever done that before, the next time it comes around, not necessarily for the, you know, for a gubernatorial race or for your congressman, senator, whatever, but definitely for a presidential race, watch it.
The media teams do pull out their big guns.
I think that it's, in my opinion, good television. It is. Not the balloons so much. Who cares about balloons? But I think it's good television.
So there is one scene so far where I do like Will Bailey. It's when he goes outside and he summons the storm.
Oh, no.
I laughed so hard when he's like, and... now! He throws his arms up and it just starts dumping rain. I laughed. I thought that was hilarious.
Cheesy. I didn't care for it.
Do we have anything from listening to Jim on this episode?
Yeah, yeah. He says, in this episode, the president is having trouble holding a pen and reading from a teleprompter. I'm disappointed that this never really seems to pay off over the course of the show. Or maybe it does, and I've just blocked it out because it was in the last 2 years of the show, what I like to call West Wing, the boring years. Christian Slater is in this episode. Not a fan. I didn't talk last episode about the introduction of Will Bailey because I was too busy ranting, hopefully coherently, about the state of political debate. I'm not a fan of the addition of Will to the show. I like him in these first couple episodes, but once he meets Toby, I like him a little less. And then once Sorkin leaves the show, Will becomes a pill. He's just awful in the last 2 seasons of the show. What I like to call West Wing, the soul-sucking years. It's really strange to me that when an actor leaves a show, the producers often feel a need to replace that person. One of the most egregious examples of this happening is DS9. But I won't say any more about it because Joey, being a communist, hasn't seen it.
Wow. Apparently I need to go on some DS9.
DS9 is good. I like DS9.
I didn't realize it was making me a communist to have not seen it.
Let's see here. What, my next?
Yep,
I'm next. Again, once again, and I've... looks, if I flip back over this, I can't think of a series of television that I've rated a 7 more than The West Wing. Albeit, I'm willing to admit, we've only been rating 2 a series of televisions. But I seem to be giving this a 7 all the time. It's just solid, good television. I liked it.
I agree with you. A good, solid 7 here. I do like a little bit the view into the President and Mrs. Bartlett's private life.
Really?
Just let me say, I don't necessarily like it, but it is probably the only time so far that I did not find Stockard Channing absolutely annoying.
Really? Even though they're old people and they're about to get busy?
See, that they never did.
They kept getting interrupted.
And that's awesome. So interrupt old people when they're about to have sex.
I should mention, it must really suck to be the agent outside the door. You know you're going to hear everything going on inside there.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh.